Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. This is the shiur for Mishnah Yomi you've all been waiting for when we read the very last Mishnah of Zerayim and we start Shabbos on a Thursday. So we are in Bikurim, in the fourth parak of Bikurim at Mishnah. Hey, again, finishing up our topic of androgynous, who is born with both male and female parts. Eino shove, lo lanashim, v'lo lanashim ketzad. How is androgynous unlike both regular men and women? Ein chayovin ultimato. If androgynous goes into the base of Mikdash Tameh, he's not actually chayiv because it's a suffek. Recall, if an actual real vaday woman sees red, then she's Tameh, and if a man sees white, he's a zov, she's a zava, and they're mamish Tameh. But here it's a suffek. Is the androgynous a man, a woman? So if he sees, then it's a suffek. Ein sorfin ultimato. So we don't burn the kodshim that androgynous touched, because again, it's a suffek if it's a real tuma deraisa, and a suffek, we're not going to burn it. Ve'eno neroch, and erchin, the valuations written in the Torah, if someone pledges their erech, the valuation that's stated in Vayikra, chapter 27, he's not for certain a man or a woman, so an androgynous doesn't have an erech, according to the Torah, lo ke'anoshim, lo ke'noshim, not like men or like women. Ve'eno nimkar be'eved ivri, you can't sell him as an eved ivri, because an eved ivri, the servant who's Jewish, there are different laws whether the servant is a man or a woman, and we don't know what androgynous is. So he's not like either, lo ke'anoshim, lo ke'noshim. Vim amar, and if somebody else sees androgynous, and he sees him and says, Hareini nazir she'ein ze ish v'isha, and he says, I am a nazir if this person is either not a man or not a woman. Hare ze nazir. Then the onlooker who sees the androgynous and makes such a vow, which we mentioned yesterday, it's not really a suffix in this case, because the androgynous is either not a man or not a woman. He's kind of one or the other, but we just don't know. It's just a suffix. And the Mishnah concludes a very amazing statement. Rabbi Yossi Omer, androgynous. This androgynous is a b'riya b'fnei otzma. It's not that it's a suffix. It's not that it's a both. It's its own category. It's neither a man nor a woman nor a suffix. It's its own category. Its own distinct category in halacha. V'lohi chriya b'chachamim im isha isha. And the sages did not prove one way or another if it's like a man or like a woman. So Rabbi Yossi says that these things, well, it's a suffix, it's nishtahi, nishtaher, we don't know. Says, well, we do know, it's that we don't know. It's certain that we don't know. So it's an amazing lesson. Sometimes you have to stop and realize we just don't know everything, and that's okay, as long as you figure out the halachic ramifications of that. Of all tumtum, but there's another thing called a tumtum, and this is a person born with a membrane, like a layer of skin, covering their private parts. So there's something under there, and it's either man or woman, but we don't know yet. And maybe if he has a surgery, we're going to find out. Eino ken. So a tumtum is not like this. Eila suffik ish, suffik ish. That's where we have a suffik, according to Rabbi Yossi. With a tumtum, there is a suffik if it's a man or a woman, and we can reveal the suffik surgically, refu shlema. So mazel tov, details about the siyum to follow, Bezrat Hashem. And let's turn to Moed and start Shabbos on a Thursday. As a bit of background for the first parak of Shabbos, there are four domains on Shabbos we're going to talk about. Reshut HaRabim, the poskim say these are major streets that go all the way to the city, at least 16 amot wide. Some add you need 600,000 people passing through the city. The public square that they have in Europe and the old country, they don't really have that here. Maybe Times Square might count as this. And Reshut HaYachid is a private space, a home, a courtyard, something fenced off. There's also a Carmelit, which is sort of something in between, like the ocean, the deserts. And there's also Makom Patur, which is very small and is not really, it's sort of like a mini domain. So the first Mishnah here, Yitziot HaShabbat, transfers on Shabbat, and we're talking about transfers that can bring a Chiyuv Deraita, a Chiyuv of a Chatat, if somebody makes a mistake. He forgot that it's Shabbos, or he didn't realize that this kind of thing was usher on Shabbos. We're going to get into that in Perek Klal Gadol, the ramifications of breaking Shabbos. So here it's a transfer from Reshut HaRabim to Reshut HaYachid, from a public domain to a private domain, or vice versa. So you'd see the Shabbat, Shtaim Shehen Arba Bifnim, Shtaim Shehen Arba Bechutz. Two that are four from the inside and two that are four from the outside. Don't worry, the Mishnah will explain. Ketzad, how does this work? On the Omid Bechutz, there's a poor man standing outside the door, and we're going to find out he has a basket, and he's trying to get food into his basket to take home for Shabbos. Bolabait bifnim, and there's a wealthier man who has what to eat, he's inside. So what's the first scenario? Is poshot ha'ani et yado lifnim, so the poor man stretches his hand into the house. He's stretching his arm from the Rishus HaRabim, the public street, into the house, into a Rishut HaYachid, a private house. And he puts something in the hand of the homeowner, of the wealthy man, maybe his basket. Or he takes something out of the hand, like a loaf of bread, and he removes it from the house back into the street. On the chayev bolabayit putter, the poor man is now chayev for a yetziah, for transferring a domain on Shabbat, and the homeowner inside is putter. He hasn't really done anything. What happened was the Ani did both steps. He did the transfer from one domain to the other, and he did either the putting down or the picking up. So there's actually two steps, two components to a yetziah. There's the picking up or putting down step, and there's the moving from one domain to another step, as we're going to see in this Mishnah. So next case, Poshut Bolabayit et Yado Lechutz, if the homeowner sticks his hand outside into the public street, V'noton L'toch Yado Shani, gives a loaf of bread or something into the hand of the Ani, Oshin Notol M'toch HaHichnis, or he takes the basket out of the poor man's hand and he brings it back into his hand. Now, the Balabayit Chayev Ani Potter. So the homeowner, he's done both steps. He's transferred domains and he's done the picking up or the putting down. Third case, Poshot Ani et Yodu Lifnim. The poor man stretches his hand into the house. V'notol Balabayit Medocha. And now instead of the poor man putting something down or picking it up, now the homeowner is the one who takes from the poor man's hand. Or the wealthy man inside puts something into the hand. Shnehem Peturi. Now they're both potter. They've both done a chatzi malacha. They've both done half of the avoda, half of the malacha. No single man has done both segments, both portions of the malacha of hotzah. The next case, Poshut Balabayit et Yado Lechutz. The wealthy man inside sticks his hand outside. V'notol ha'ani metocha. And now the poor man picks up something from his hand, Oshin not on the tocha v'hichnis, or put something into his hand, Shneim Peturin. Again, this is the opposite direction, but each man is doing half of the malacha, so they're potter. Now it's usser. It's forbidden to do it, because a person might easily come to do the entire malacha deraisa if they do half of the malacha, but it's not chayev achatas. It's not chayev askila if he did it on purpose with witnesses. It's not chayev achatas if he did it by accident. Now, this first Mishnah is clearly a hypothetical case that our sages picked so we could start to understand, and we'll get into more detail about yetziah and about transferring on Shabbat. This is obviously a hypothetical case, because if this were a real matzav, if there was literally an ani, a poor man standing outside the door, then the wealthy man inside would invite him to come inside for Shabbos. It would be a hachnas esorchim, it would be pashut. So, but obviously it's hypothetical. Mazel tov and hatzlacha on beginning our Shabbat, and zay gesund.